child, your mother's prayer. Whene'er I think of her so dear, I feel her angel spirit near. A voice comes floating on the air, reminding me of mother's prayer. I never can forget the voice that always made my heart rejoice. Though I have wandered God knows where, still I remember mother's prayer. Whene'er I think of her so dear, I feel her angel spirit near. A voice comes floating on the air, reminding me of mother's prayer. Though years have gone, I can't forget those words of love, I hear them yet. I see her by the old armchair, my mother dear, in humble prayer. Whene'er I think of her so dear, I feel her angel spirit near. A voice comes floating on the air, reminding me of mother's prayer. I never can forget the hour I felt the Savior's cleansing power, my sin and guilt he canceled there. 'Twas there he answered mother's prayer. Oh, praise the Lord for saving grace. We'll meet up yonder face to face. The home of our together share in answer to my mother's prayer.
Amen. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate that. Heard a lot of songs and sang a few ourselves again about everything about Mother's Day, but it's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's about prayer, and I trust you've already worshipped a little bit here on this Mother's Day celebration. If not, there's something wrong with your, what's that little thing inside of a bell? If it hasn't ring your bell, you're missing a, what's it called, a clapper? You need to get your clapper checked, all right? And let's open our Bibles now again to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, last chapter, Proverbs chapter 31. Trying to figure, I've been here since 1998, I guess. So this makes, what, I should be able to figure this out, like 14 years. Is that right?
No. Married us, we've been married 15 years.
15 years, so 98 to 10, 20. Anyway, I'm coming up on 20 years in Yates County. I don't know how long I've been here, but praise the Lord. I know I've preached a bunch of Mother's Day, and I know I've preached Proverbs chapter 21 from about every direction it could be preached. There for a while, I stopped preaching to moms on Mother's Day and started preaching to dads. Remember that? I like that myself. And then I preached to dads on Father's Day again, so that lots of times when we preach again about what God's standard is, what God's normal is for moms, sometimes we feel bad that we're having a hard time living up to normal again. So I didn't want to do that, but it happens all the time. And here we are again in Proverbs chapter 31. I've outlined this and re-outlined it so many times that I'm just going to read you my outline today rather than preach it again. But there are some things here about being a mom that's precious to us, and we want to again look in Proverbs chapter 31. Before we again look at our message, let me go ahead and give everyone a reminder that we have revival services scheduled at Good Samaritan Baptist Church, and it's going to start on May 25th. And let me go ahead and promise you, this is going to be like a revival service like we have never had before, okay? I don't know if it'll bring revival. I know it's already revived me a little bit, just putting together the outline for it. So again, that's May 25th. There is a flyer again in the back. Make sure you grab one of them and commit it to memory again, and we'll go ahead and have a few practice runs. What's May 25th? I got one more Sunday. Next Sunday is, what's today, like the 11th, 18th, and then the 25th. Okay, so we only got one more Sunday. And then Memorial Day weekend will be here. This is going to be a Memorial Day working revival again. We have no evangelists coming right now. And so again, we're going to, this is a do-it-yourself revival. But all revivals are do-it-yourself, you know. And it's not so much what you do, it's what God does to you. And so that's what we're looking for in our revival services starting up on May 25th and going that week. The reason we've backed it all up is because I've taken a job and I'm working every evening the month of June. So I don't know how that's going to work again. So we moved our revival services out of the middle of June up to end of May. Here's what we're doing. So let's now look at this proverb again and understand that it's a precious old book. Again, I trust, again, you've already got some outline scribbled in the margin of your Bible. Let me go ahead and say we've sung this in song already a couple times. I got up this morning and read four chapters out of my mom's Bible, two chapters out of my grandma's Bible. And I've got both of them. And again, I read through my mom's Bible every year, again, all the way through, just reading every book of the Bible, all 66 books, and I enjoy that immensely. I pull out my grandma's Bible, my mom had a Scofield Reference Bible, so everything is right on the page where it is in my Bible, and I like that. My grandma's Bible is older than that with no notes in it, and I like to pull that out once in a while and just read the Word of God from my mother's Bible. You know the funny thing about that? It says the same thing as my Bible, all right? And I wouldn't have think that's strange, except in our society, that's turned out to be a strange thing, that my grandma's Bible, my mom's Bible, and my Bible all are word for word exactly the same. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Psalms 31. And I don't know where to begin here, so let me go ahead and give this introduction, and then we'll begin in verse 10. For our reading. Proverbs chapter 31 is by King Lemuel. Now, I don't know who King Lemuel is. We have no other record for him. I have surmised that it might be a pen name for King Solomon, and that's very possible. But I'm thinking more that a couple of these proverbs were written by others and were so impressed by the wisest man in the world, God said so, Solomon, that he included them here in his proverb list. And I think that's true again for King Lemuel, although we have no other record of him than what's on the written page of God's Word. That's good enough for me, praise the Lord. So as we look at what King Lemuel, first thing again is I have an outline for seven things that your mother should have taught you. Seven things that your mother should have taught you. Look with me at just the first one, the words that of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. And remember that word prophecy means, thus saith the Lord. So number one of the seven lists of things here is that we need to teach our children, thus saith the Lord. That the Lord has said some things and they're irrevocable, they're immovable, they're unrevisable. I don't know if that's a word or not. But again, God has said some things, and boy, again, our moms, our dads, our homes need to be built on this book and what it says. So there's seven things there. You can pull them out and outline them for yourself all the way down through verse 10. And 10 is the seventh thing that he gives. So I give you the first and the seventh. The seventh thing is this: who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And then we've got 22 verses that describe this virtuous woman that Lemuel's mom wanted him to pick out for his spouse. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. And we're going to read down through again these 22 verses. Look for, again, I've got 12 characteristics outlined in the margin of my Bible out of these 21 verses. Some of them are repeated over and over again, so watch for them. And we'll see if we can't just draw out the outline out of this section of Scripture. Precious, precious old book. And again, Proverbs chapter 31, probably the most preached about on Mother's Day, because it captures again the virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. You follow along in your Bible as I would read Proverbs chapter 31, verses 11, all the way down to the end. Bible says, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She raiseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles into the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Father, we praise you for your word. We thank you for this excellent, again, dissertation on a virtuous woman. And Father, as we again look at our moms and consider again our great love for them, we are reminded that we are but frail. And ask again, Father, for your help in living up even to what we just read, and also, Father, that we could have your blessing and your help upon us, even as we've begged already in this service. We'll give you praise in the name of Christ, we'd ask, and for his name's sake, we'd bring it up again. Amen, amen. You may be seated as we look again at this famous scripture again. I'd again just point out 10 things. I don't know exactly how to preach this in 10 minutes. I can do that. Let's go ahead and look at the 12 things, first off, that I've listed. These are just categorically, and then we'll read down through the 22 things that are listed verse by verse. First off, again, we notice that it's a virtuous woman. It never hurts to have a dictionary out when you're studying God's Word. And virtuous is one of those words that's worthwhile looking up in the dictionary. Sometimes a word doesn't mean what we think it means, and that's often true as we study. We start developing our own little meanings, and it's good to resort back to an old dictionary again. So a virtuous woman is what's described here, and some lists, some traits, again, are given thus. They're trustworthy. And then I don't like this second one, but it's the only way I could word it. They're do-gooders. Now that do-gooder thing has taken a slant that you're doing it for the wrong purposes, but they do good. And notice again in the emphasis here, they do good to their husband all the time, all the days of his life. They're do-gooders. Number four, they're diligent. And that covers several verses. I like this one. I had to look it up to make sure I spelled it right, but it's entrepreneurial. And that's described here, and very well, actually. So if we take that word and say, wow, that's fitting. They're entrepreneurial. What does that mean? That means they can do their own business, and they've got an independence again about them that causes again that they take off and take care of business with great integrity. Number six, they are strong. Number seven, and they're still the weaker vessel. God said so. But they can still have a strength about them. Number seven, they are perceptive. And that's again why I'm glad that I'm married, because sometimes guys are not perceptive, okay? And it's good to marry a woman because they have a perception that you're missing again. They're perceptive. Number eight, they are compassionate. Number nine, they are worry-free. Now, that's a big category that covers a couple things here in this list, but they're worry-free. Have you ever met someone who's a fretter and fretting about this or that or everything's going to go wrong? Listen, notice in this description here, you don't find that. They are worry-free. Number 10, they are wise. And then number 11 and 12 are these two things. Number 11 is that they are fearing God. Number 12 I got is that they are blessed of God. They're fearing God and they're blessed of God. I'd almost want to go ahead and take 15 minutes and preach a whole message on what it means to fear God. That's what this is about. That's the main theme of this, again, is that a virtuous woman has a fear of God. And again, sometimes that don't mean what we think it means or what we think it does not mean. Let's go down through the list real quickly here and see if we can't cover this. Number one, in verse 10, we're going to pick it up. The virtuous woman is priceless. I enjoy the little commercials that say about things being priceless, that you could buy everything with MasterCard or something. But some things are just priceless. And here it is in your Bible again, that a virtuous woman is priceless. Look at the next verse. She is trustworthy. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. You know, trust is something that's earned. And you know, once trust is broken, boy, it grows back real slow. We've learned that with our children. You've probably learned that with your children. That again, once that trust is broken, then that grows back very carefully and very slowly. And sometimes parents are too quick to put it back in place. Again, so trust is something, again, that's to be sheltered and taken care of. And here, again, a virtuous woman is trustworthy. Number three I got, she does good all her days. And sometimes I don't know where the emphasis is there, but there's a consistency in it. There's, not only does good once in a while, that'd be good, okay? But no, all her days. It does not stop. And all her days includes gray hair. Can I say it that way, okay? All her days is a good long time, praise the Lord. Does good all her days. And then I got three diligence in a row. Verse 13 says she's diligent with her hands. Verse 14 says she's diligent in the marketplace. Okay? I don't know if that's Walmart or not. She's diligent in the marketplace. To me, I would put on a side note, that means you don't send all your money to China. Okay? Diligent in the markets. And then verse 15 says she's diligent with her time. What's the old saying that we always liked on the farm? Man must work from sun to sun, but woman's work is never done. And that comes right out of this verse here again, that there she is after dark, still laboring again. So she's diligent with her time. And then verse 16 is where I fit this word in there, and you should write this in the margin of your Bible someplace. Entrepreneurial. Good luck spelling that, all right? She's entrepreneurial. Look at verse 16. It says, she considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. I still remember a discussion when I was a teenager on this verse. And someone said, what do you mean she considereth a field and buyeth it? Doesn't she have to get her husband's permission first? Doesn't say that, does it? No, she's entrepreneurial. And again, can go ahead and make decisions. Now, certainly this doesn't imply that she's out from under the headship of a husband. Certainly it doesn't imply that she recognizes that the leadership in a home is to be the husband. But again, certainly there is an independence, an entrepreneurial spirit found in this text. Look at verse 8, or verse 17, number 8 says, she is girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. What does it mean to be strong? Oh, I've seen some women on TV that were bodybuilders, and I said, wow. No, that's not it. Again, we're talking about the personality. We're talking about the traits and having a strong personality. Again, in the Bible, the woman is called the weaker vessel. And it's talking about an emotional package. Guys, don't say amen right now. But we're talking about a very emotional package that runs through, how do you say this politely from the pulpit? Rhythms, again, of life, again. And that emotional package changes all the time. But it can still be girded with strength here. And so we're talking about a character here, a character trait of strength. We're not talking about bodybuilding strength. And again, notice again, she's still under the leadership of a husband as we consider this. Verse 18, she is perceptive. I got another word, but I didn't know how to spell it. Cognizant. Good luck with that. How would you spell cognizant? Cognizant. What does that mean? And to be perceptive, again, let me read the verse. What did I say that was verse 18? Cognizant. Verse 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. She's perceptive again, and notice again another reference to diligence there, diligence of time again, but she's perceptive and she's got perceptive. You ever meet someone who cares so much about themselves that they don't perceive anything else that's going on in the world? All they want to talk about is me, 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 me. Well, that's enough about me. What do you think about me? Okay? So, there's people like that. But listen, they're not really close friends of yours. And they won't be again. So, someone again who is perceptive of things going on around them and perceptive of other people. And here, perceptive in the market again and in her merchandise and perceives. Verse 19, she is talented. And notice in there also is a persistence. She doesn't quit. She's talented and persistent. It says she layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. What, do I have to do everything? Yes, there it is, okay? And there's an illustration there that yes, she's doing everything again. And sometimes that just falls on us again. That yes, you do have to do everything, and there it is, a talent for that sort of thing. Look at verse 20. She is compassionate. And again, that's one of the seven things that's taught by King Lemuel's mom, is that he has some compassion. Mom, especially for guys, again, if anyone's going to teach them compassion, dad's probably not going to get that lesson plan, okay? It's going to be a mom who teaches compassion. And while we're on the point, let me throw this in. It don't take a village, okay? It takes a mom and a dad. God said so, okay? So as we consider here again that to teach compassion and to be compassionate is an important part of being a mom. Look at verse 12. I like this one. She's fearless. Well, not verse 12. This is verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. And this is where I also have that conclusion that she's worry-free. She's not fretting or worried again because all her ducks are in a row. I know that's an old military expression. I don't know where that came from the farm someplace probably. They never talked about that when I was in FFA. But anyway, all of her ducks are in a row. And therefore, she's not fretting. She's not worrying. She's not stewing about things. And so she's not afraid. She's fearless in that regard. Look at verse 22. She's got royal apparel. She's royally apparelled. And then verse 23. What are you going to do with verse 23? Here's what I did with it. Listen, I like this.
She is a man maker. Behind every good man, it's a good woman. She is a man maker. Let me go ahead and read that verse. Verse 23 says, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. What's that got to do with this virtuous woman? It's because she put him there. She is a man maker. And ladies, again, boy, pay attention to that to understand that some of your men need made. Some of your men have insecurities that only you can fix. And praise the Lord for a good woman that can do that and does that on a regular basis. I like that one. She's a man maker. We've got to hurry down through the rest of this list. She is a verse 24. Now we're going to run into several repeats. And again, this is kind of it's structured like a marvelous psalm that envelops upon itself and gives some of these in a little different light. But again, it's some of the same attributes. So verse 24 says she has diligent hands and she's entrepreneurial. Verse 25, she's strong again, and honorable wardrobe it mentions. Verse 26, she's wise and kind. Verse 27, she's perceptive and not idle. And verse 28, she's blessed and praised. Verse 29, she's excelling in virtue. Verse 30, a woman that feareth the Lord. And then all the way back, full circle, verse 31, is she is priceless. What we have here again is a description. Now, listen. There's a fellow that I remember once, I often wanted to hear him preach. He preached on Ruth and he said, God needs more men like Ruth. And I like that again. It kind of stuck with me. But listen, this virtuous woman, listen. God needs more men like this. Can I go ahead and just make that application? This is really, again, in the Bible. Remember that you and I are the chaste virgin. Once we're saved, there's one fellow that we met out at camp, and he said he got saved, and some lady come up, and he was, he's a big burly guy. He was a cop, and some lady come up and said, well, now you're part of the bride of Christ, and grabbed him by the hand, and he said, I'm not part of no bride of Christ. I don't know what you're talking about again. But later on, he found out, well, sure enough, that's what the church is. It is the bride of Christ. Don't let that threaten your manhood. But you and I, as Christians, every one of us, male or female, need to look at these characteristics and say, hey, those are things that we, as the bride of Christ, we, as the kept, chaste virgin of Christ, we, as again, the one who are married to the Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to have those attributes. We ought to pursue those attributes. And here they are listed for us. And we've looked at them on Mother's Day. Praise the Lord again that God has indeed given us this list of very covetable and outstanding characteristics, and that we can see our moms in them. Husbands, you can see your wife in there. Ladies, again, I'm trusting again that as we read down through this, that it is instruction and helpful to us that these are some qualities of a mom. And they are qualities, again, that God smiles upon here. And all of us could use a little bit more of what has been listed here by King Lemuel and his mom listing things that he should find in a good woman. Praise the Lord if you found a good woman. Some of you are still looking. That's okay. Some of you don't even know you're looking. Matthew, pay attention. But listen, praise the Lord. Here's a qualification list, again, of who can find a virtuous woman. And here we have it again listed all out nicely for us. I trust, again, you spend a little time on that. And you will again. Let's go ahead and let's stand. And we're going to dismiss in prayer and a song. And then we're going to go ahead and take our moms out to dinner, if that's your plan. Or whatever you need to do to honor your mom today. Father, how I praise you and thank you. I thank you that we can look into your word today again and just be overjoyed at the direction, at the counsel, at the instruction that comes from your old book. Hear our prayer. Touch our worship on this day. Cause again, as we honor our moms, that we could again see your name exalted in our midst. We'll give you the praise. In the name of Christ, we pray it. Amen. Let's go ahead and close with just one verse of that song we just sung in our songbook, Break Thou the Bread of Life. It's number 365, just the first verse as we're going to sing and dismiss with that song. 365. We'll acapella this. It'll be just fine. Just the first verse, and it's going to be our song of dismissal. Boy, again, praise the Lord. I think we ought to start singing this every time we open this old book for a Bible study. We will be back tonight at 6 o'clock for our Bible study. And appreciate, again, those that hurry around and get back for that today. Let's go ahead and dismiss now with Break Thou the Bread of Life. Break Thou the Bread of Life, dear Lord, to me. As Thou didst break the loaves beside the sea, beyond the sacred page, I seek Thee, Lord. My spirit points for Thee, O living Word. Father, how I praise You. And thank You that we could worship today. Touch each one that's here. Touch each home that's represented. Touch each mom that we love. And we'll give You the praise in the name of Christ. Amen.